How wonderful to be together today. God has brought us safely here, and may God watch all who travel during this challenging time. It's amazing, not only now, but at the earlier Mass today, all the ministries are filled, and we continue to serve our gifts to the Lord. So one day at a time, the Lord provides for us. He is the companion of our journey. Today's Gospel, the Deacon Dan proclaimed, two disciples of John the Baptist, Andrew and John, are standing with John when Jesus passes by. And John said out loud, "Behold, the Lamb of God." So Andrew and John started following Jesus. Jesus saw him following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" And Andrew and John asked a simple, straightforward question, "Teacher, where are you staying?" An answer to that question could have been given in a moment, but Jesus doesn't provide that. Instead, he says, "Come and see." Instead of responding in words, Jesus responds with an invitation. He offers an opportunity for the disciples to travel with him to find out what they are searching for. In this brief encounter, Jesus is revealing a basic pattern by which God deals with humanity, the way that God interacts with people such as you and me. Like Andrew and John, we too come to God with questions. God gives us invitations. The questions we ask are many and come from a lot of different places and viewpoints. Why do the innocent suffer? Why is our world so violent? Why is someone that I love sick? Why can't I find a job? Why do our political religious leaders fail us? How can I protect my family? Why am I so depressed and lonely? Where can I look for hope? Questions, real questions that we place before God. But like today, God does not answer them. God simply says, "Come and see. Come, follow me." Wouldn't it be a lot easier if God would simply explain things to you and me? If God would tell us what's going to happen, if God would tell us what we need to know. But God doesn't tell us. God simply says, "Come and see." God knows that we could never comprehend, we could never absorb the mysteries through which God is building his kingdom. God understands that we could never take in all the twists and turns by which he is saving us. So instead of revealing this information to our limited minds, God simply asks us to trust. God says, "Come and see." Live moment to moment, walk day by day, until we begin to realize the plan that's unfolding before our eyes. So God invites you and me to trust, to believe that God is in charge. There is a plan. There is a plan, and that plan will eventually lead us to the fullness of life. This power, this truth, is expressed beautifully in a passage from John Henry Cardinal Newman, who lived in the 19th century. I'd like to share with you this morning from John's words to our hearts. "I am a link in a chain, a bond of connection between persons. God has created me for nothing. I shall do good. I shall do God's work. I shall be an angel of peace, a preacher of truth in my own place while not intending it, if I but do keep God's commandments. Therefore, I will trust God. I will trust God whatever, wherever I am. I can never be thrown away. If I am in sickness, my sickness may be a service. If I am in sorrow, my sorrow may serve God's kingdom. God does nothing in vain. God has a plan. God may hide my future from me. Still, God has a plan, and I will trust the one who guides me." Yes, we come to God with questions. God responds with invitations. We come looking for information and answers. God invites you and me to trust. The challenge for us, the challenge for every believer, is to accept God as trustworthy. And so we're not asked to be frustrated when, instead of giving an answer, God invites us to come and see. For as soon as we take up the journey, as soon as we begin to follow, it becomes very clear that you and I do not travel alone. Step by step, day by day, God will walk with us. God will walk with you and me until in a time we come to the place where every question is answered, and where all the goodness comes to light, and the light will shine forever.